Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We have your password coming up for Beat the Bank Kid Nation. Don't you worry. You have not missed your chance to win that $10,000. It's still up for grabs.
Extreme.
Yeah, it is Beat the Bank Extreme. So that's coming up. But right now, we do need to talk to our love expert, Kelly Raspberry.
That's me.
Who's been helping people for years because Kid Craddock made her.
He made you do it.
You didn't want to do it, but he made you do it. And you developed a skill.
Been doing it ever since. Now when Kelly goes out and she sees people in restaurants, at the mall, at a store, it's like, Kelly, I got a love problem. You're the love expert.
Stop. I make them sing the theme song, though.
They have
to.
Before they present you with their
query. Yeah, sometimes
they do.
My favorite is people send me little videos of their kids singing it. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like those a lot. At first, she was just an advice giver, and then that turned her into an expert.
Yeah.
You know?
You do something enough.
You do something enough, you do it. I think you need how many hours before you're an expert?
10,000.
10,000 hours. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole
thing.
It's called the 10,000 hour rule. If you do something for 10,000 hours, you are good at it.
I think we're about there with Kelly. She's an expert.
I think I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Fresh pain.
Ooh.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a 20-year-old college student. I really haven't had a lot of relationships in the past, so I recently decided to put myself out there to see what would happen. I met this guy, and the relationship was only friendly. However, there was always an attraction. I decided to invite him over to hang out, and things got physical very fast.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't comfortable with what was going down, but I really liked him, so I didn't want to tell him, you know, no or slow down. After we were done hanging out, in quotes, he told me that he could never see himself with somebody like me. I was devastated. Devastated. I asked him to leave. Haven't talked to him since. It's been 3 months. Here's the issue. I can't stop thinking about everything that went down with him. Anytime my mind is not distracted with school, work, or friends, I'm thinking about it. I feel ashamed, hurt, and used. I want to forget and move past what happened so badly, but I can't get it out of my mind. It's eating me alive. How can I forget this horrible experience, Ellen?
I don't want you to forget it, but I want you to learn from it. And as long as it was a learning experience, you've got to forgive yourself. We all make stupid mistakes as we're learning about love and our bodies and things like that. We make some really bad decisions. And, you know, at least he was kind of honest. I mean, bright side, honest with you.
Yeah.
So you're not wondering.
Is he
going to call? Is he going to call? He didn't play that game. We're like, oh, baby, you're so great. I'll call you. He told you flat out, this ain't going to work. He used you. Unfortunately, that's going to happen again and again unless you've learned from this experience.
Right.
They kind of used
each
other.
And when you don't feel it, don't do something just to, well, I want him to like me, so I'm going to go ahead. See what happened? See what happened?
Your body was telling you
really
something.
Loves you. Or not even at that point because you're just on a new date, but respects you and is like, wow, I really like this girl. I want to nurture this relationship. He won't be trying to get down your pants the first night.
Right.
That's just not. That's not. So you just learn from this experience and give yourself a break because you're going to make more mistakes and you can't just dwell on it like that.
I mean, that's the reality as you get older. We've all as girls been in that situation where you like someone and you don't know and you don't want to do that so you don't. Or you do, you don't beat yourself up about it.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
And if you say no, if something's going down and you say no because, again, you're feeling you don't want to, and you say no, and
it's okay.
It is okay.
Because the guy will show you what kind of person he is as soon as you do that. If he gets completely angry and calls you names, and then you did yourself
a
favor.
Like, avoided that one.
You avoided that one.
He's a gentleman about it. You're like, wow, what a great guy, you know?
Then you found yourself a good one.
Say no. If you're feeling no, say no.
Right. You'll be able to find if a guy respects you or not when you do that.
Yeah, but you've learned. Just learn from it and stop beating yourself up. I give you permission to forgive yourself.
What if they say maybe?
Al, don't.
No.
Well, that's what she's saying. That she, it's like she, you know, there's different situations here. Because sometimes you obviously are attracted to someone and you want to, but you think maybe you shouldn't.
They kind of talk you into it.
Right.
You know, and y'all both kind of make a decision.
Well, you made the decision, so don't beat yourself up about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the end of the world.
My dad always told me maybe still means no. Just to keep yourself
you know
safe.
Be on the safe side, especially now.
Right.
You gotta be safe.
Yeah. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 19 years old and I'm in college and I've never been on a real date. Oh. I'm worried that this will prohibit me from finding someone who I love and loves me, getting married and even having a family. Now, I know you're probably thinking that I have plenty of time and that these are unnecessary worries because I think so. But because I think so too. But I think most people my age have been at least on a date and have had a boyfriend or girlfriend before. In high school, I was never asked a homecoming, and I was never asked to prom, but I was named Miss Congeniality. In college, I've been equally unsuccessful. I eat healthy and I exercise. I'm academically motivated and I have some really nice friends. I don't know what's wrong with me. I know I spend a lot of time studying and really want to be successful in my future career, but I don't think that's a huge turnoff, right? Or that it should be a turnoff for that matter. Also, I go to social events and meet new people on the weekends. I really want to get the experience of dating people so that I can learn what I'm like and what I like in a partner. And it seems like fun, right? Also, it's important to date now because you can get the experience for more serious dating later on in life. Please help me. What's wrong with me?
There's nothing wrong with you. You're describing me in certain ways.
What should I do? I'm feeling a bit hopeless. Sincerely, a future solterona.
You're going to be fine. I didn't date at all in high school. I had one guy ask me on one date because I was his third choice last minute. And he was very honest about it. We were friends.
Yeah.
And that was my dating experience in high school. And man, I had a lot of fun later. I dated a lot of guys, but it just didn't happen for me early. And you might be just a late bloomer, but there's nothing wrong with you. It just happens a little later for other people.
It's not your time right now.
It's just not your time, but you need to put yourself in, you know, I know you're meeting other people, but you also, if you're that eager to go on a date, you need to start setting up situations where that happens. Maybe if you join a group that's in the same where you're studying, whatever, you can ask somebody, a guy that you like, say, hey, would you like to get together and study? Or, you know, you need to put yourself in situations where you're around a mix of people where it's real simple to say, hey, let's go do this together, or get two or three people together so you can get in smaller groups,
right?
So you have a better chance to connect. But there's absolutely, I mean, I thought there was something wrong with me too. I absolutely did. I didn't date at all. I didn't have my first real boyfriend probably until, gosh, I was about 18, 19.
Yeah.
And he ended up being gay. You know?
Shout out, Benet.
I mean, yeah, may he rest in peace.
Yeah, may he rest in peace.
Oh, that's right.
But, yeah, and then I didn't have another serious boyfriend for years. My 20s were not great.
The worst thing you can do as a girl, right, is look at other people and what other girls are doing,
yeah, you
right?
You can't compare yourself to other people, though, because that wasn't my race.
Not in any way.
But when I got to my late 20s, that's when I met my first long-term boyfriend. Got married, didn't work out. And then after my divorce, honey, at the time of my life.
Kelly was on fire.
I was on fire, but you never know when it's going to hit for you.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you.
Kelly was hitting me up on the weekends. Like, what club are we going to?
This is my wingman.
Yeah, we're a wingman together.
I know.
I had a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I like the attitude she has going into it of, I want to learn and experience for future relationships. But you're not going into it going, I need to get married now.
No, no. You just need to put yourself in situations where there's more opportunities for you to be a little bit proactive. Sign up for a dating app like Bumble where the woman has to make the first move. Or, you know, you have to swipe and connect, but then you have to reach out with the communication first. You need to be a little bit more proactive. If your goal is to simply go on a date, you can go on a date.
Right.
Word.
With dating apps.
It'll be happening.
Yeah, it will happen.
Yeah. Get yourself some
of that. Learn what you don't want.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's how I look at my dating life. Some people meet the love of their life and stay married forever, and some people are just like, wow, I'm just learning all the things I don't want. And
that's all you need.
If you do sign up for Bumble, don't take a picture with a fish.
Ow.
Please.
Unless you're really Al.
I was trying to say, if you don't want to date Al, don't post a picture with a fish.
It would be funny if Bumble's flooded with fish pictures.
Yeah.
Just because they're like, stay away.
I want Al not to swipe on me.
That may be what
Al
it is.
Al repellent.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. He'll never swipe right on me.
They heard you on the
me
show,
he was a
bro.
Grouper.
Hey, we got your password coming up after this last letter.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
You're Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My guy moved 3 hours away. That was last Monday. I've gotten only 3 text messages from him and 0 phone calls.
Oh.
You know where this is going.
Yeah.
I've called and texted him a handful of times I've called and texted him a handful of times to be met with a red receipt.
Uh-uh.
He's gone MIA before. But I thought this time would be different because he told me he loves me.
Of course he
and
is.
That he's willing to do the long distance thing. However, I heard it from friends that he was in town yesterday, and I did not hear a word from him about it. When I asked him if he was in town, he said he would just have to catch me next time. I told him that his actions are not matching his words and that he's breaking my heart. Should I move on and block him to avoid his pattern, or give him a chance to maybe settle in to his new city and his job position? Candace.
I'm tempted to be sarcastic, but I'll just be blunt. He's done.
Yeah, he's done. He's done.
I was tempted to be.
Can you do a little sarcasm?
I'm not in a sarcastic mood today. I'm just going to say, honey, it's over.
Yeah.
And you're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing yourself at this point.
Yeah.
Don't be that pathetic girl. He's done.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, honey, how many times have I looked pathetic? We've all been pathetic. I'm trying to stop you from looking more pathetic.
Right.
Did you just hear that letter?
Yeah.
He came to town and said, catch you next time, sweetheart. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I read that and I'm like.
He just tried to ease out of town with an I love you to make it easy on himself. I love you, baby. We'll make it work.
He didn't want to break up with you.
So he didn't want to go through the drama of a breakup. And like some people, when somebody moves far away, they figure, hey, this relationship will probably just fizzle out on its own, so I don't have to be the bad guy and pull the plug on it. I'm just saying, I've witnessed that before.
Are you looking over at me?
Who said I was looking at you?
I did.
I saw you look at him.
Ow.
So he just didn't want to be a man about it and break up with you and say, I'm done. He's easing his way out the door a cowardly fashion, and you're not picking up on the cues.
What happened to men being men?
Sucks.
They want to act manly when they want to act manly, but then they can't man up. And
breaking up sucks, and it hurts.
Of course it does.
We don't want to hurt your feelings.
It's a coward's way out. But
it is.
Man, go back to that first letter where the guy was straight up, it ain't going to work. In a way, that's the kindest thing he could have done.
Yeah. It is.
Because
it's hurtful in the moment.
It's hurtful and awful. He used you, but hey, that's what it was.
It doesn't leave you wondering.
Exactly.
Right.
What did I do? What's wrong? Yeah.
Exactly. You know from the get-go, this is done right there. You're not going to be sitting by the phone waiting around.
There you go.
Kelly Raspberry did it again. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We do these on Mondays and Wednesdays. So if you want to hear your letter, those are the times you'll probably hear us read them. And right now we got to hook you up with that password for Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Your password for this hour, because Kelly wasn't feeling like being this, sarcasm.
All right.
That is your password this hour. You're going to need that here within 10 minutes. Beat the Bank
Extreme
is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
But only do that if you would like to win $10,000.
That's all.
Yeah, that's it.
How do I send an email to the whole staff?
Staff.
Staff.
I just
Last
put
time
staff.
I tried to do that, it kicked it back. I've never emailed the whole staff, and I want to.
I haven't.
I forgot to invite everyone.
Oh, to the meditation today?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll get you the address for everybody. But we're looking for caller number 17 to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Yes, that vault with the $10,000 up for grabs. Nobody has found it yet. And we would like for you to be that person. Now, while we wait, some great news for Fortnite people. Me.
Yeah, you.
And my friends. Ninja, who's one of the most popular, probably the most popular Fortnite player out there, esports gamer, he's going to be on the cover of ESPN, the magazine.
Wow.
I saw that photo.
And normally, football players, baseball players, tennis stars, hockey players, people we would deem athletes are normally on the cover of these magazines, but it's a gamer this time. For the first time ever, it's a gamer. And people are... Some are upset because they don't consider gaming to be a sport. But I'll tell you this, as someone who played sports growing up and tries to play video games, what he does is out of this world. He is.
Yeah, I mean, it's competition and takes skill, right?
Yeah,
isn't that
teams,
kind of the definition of the sport? It doesn't always have to entail some sort of athletic prowess.
Sure. Yeah, and this is, it's not sports, it's esports.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a special skill and a special person to be really good at these games the way these guys are.
Poker.
I was going to say, on ESPN. Exactly. Spelling bee. That takes skill.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is that a sport?
No.
They air it.
But it's really impressive.
On ESPN.
You're working on your biggest muscle, your brain. Those kids are doing great.
It's competition and takes skill as a sport.
Yeah. But speaking of Fortnite, so last week a law firm reported that Fortnite and other games, but mostly Fortnite, are now being cited in 5% of divorces. So a reason for divorce, my man's been playing way too much Fortnite. Or woman, because there are girls playing Fortnite as well.
Wow.
So a lot of adults, a lot of people think it's just the kids playing Fortnite. No, it's everybody's playing Fortnite, including this 45-year-old man out in New York who got arrested.
Got arrested?
Yeah. His name is Michael Aliperti, from Huntington, New York to Long Island.
Why'd he get arrested?
Monday night, he was playing Fortnite on his Xbox, and he lost to an 11-year-old boy.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And this is why you got to be really careful with your kids when they play Fortnite. There's a way to put it on stream mode where their names won't be shown.
Yeah.
If they take you out, it'll just say streamer or 591 or whatever. There are still ways to get his tag, but for the most part, you try to keep him safe. Well, this kid had his out there, and he took this guy out. Michael went nuts, found the kid's Xbox account, you know, and started sending him messages.
Oh, no.
Including one message where he said he would shoot him and, quote, possibly at his school.
Oh, boy.
No, oh, yeah. This is a grown man talking to an 11-year-old boy. He started threatening to kill the kid.
Oh, my God.
So that was enough for the kid and his parents to get scared and get the cops
Absolutely.
Involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Michael was arrested 5 hours later for second-degree aggravated harassment and acting in a manner to injure a child. He pleaded not guilty yesterday. His attorney argued that it wasn't a real threat, and quote, salty language is a two-way street, and it's normal behavior in the gaming community. See, no, you're making it sound normal. It's not normal. It's not okay to say that to people. For the most part, I have not really encountered, I would say maybe two people.
That really went overboard.
That went overboard with their language. And one was racist, and the other one was a guy that was just being way too inappropriate with a kid that we were randomly selected.
But aren't there games that even use bad language? I mean,
yeah.
I'm not trying to have a man's back at all, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, there are games, and they tell you those are rated M for mature, and, yeah. and you know, the
okay.
I mean, it is interesting because it's a game where you're killing people.
Yeah. The way I tell my, because Fortnite, so here's the difference between Fortnite or one of those Call of Duty games. Call of Duty games, they have the blood and everything that shows up. That's a very mature looking game. The guns are realistic. Everything's realistic. Yeah. Fortnite is more cartoony. The characters, I tell my son, they have these little, they're holograms basically. Okay. So you have this little machine that comes out and it shoots your hologram down. So it's not, I tell my son, it's not really a person. There's no blood.
It's like an avatar.
It's an avatar basically.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not gory like other games. They try to make it a little more cartoony and there's dancing involved in emotes and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not.
No, I get it.
There's a difference.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. But man, yeah, this dude, they have his
people get fired up.
Taking that, yeah,
his mugshot and everything. Level. He looks like a guy who would talk trash to an 11-year-old kid. You know?
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Why would over a game?
I know, but hey, there's elements of me that gets it in a sense of like I went to my little sister's soccer game the other day, and the ref was making bad calls, and I had to step away.
Yeah,
because parents were getting fired up.
Right.
These girls are 11. But I get it. You know, I used to play soccer, so I would always tune all that out. But now, I mean, you see, I don't get the parents that are like screaming at the refs and like going out onto the field. But people, you start getting really caught up in it. People get enraged by things like this.
The parents, in
competition, yes.
The parents are the worst part of youth sports.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Some could argue the sideline refs are.
I mean, but
yes, it's true.
These refs, some of them are working for free. These people have regular jobs. Some get paid maybe $12 an hour, but they're going out there because they love the sport. They love soccer. They love football. They go out there because they want to be a part of the sport. They're not going out there to screw over 11-year-old Timmy on a holding call. I just don't see it. What's the benefit from a grown person that's given their time to screw over some kids? I think they just sometimes make mistakes like we all do because we're human.
Mad.
You get mad. It's not.
Yeah, you get mad.
But you don't.
Stop the clock.
But at the end of the day.
Stop the clock. You wanted to clock.
Right. It's like, it's not the Super Bowl. Your kid's not going to get a college scholarship out of this game.
Well, not with this ref calling.
With this ref. You called it one way down there. Why is it the same way down here?
Right. Yeah, sometimes.
Things get a little rough on the playground sometimes.
I mean, there's so many videos of parents fighting after matches and games, and it's like, why are you punching each other in front of the kids?
You just wait, JC.
Don't be one of them.
Yeah, I guarantee you, I will not.
So bad.
Because as a kid, I remember looking back. I remember as a kid seeing.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
I remember seeing the parents doing that. And I just, even now that my son started playing sports, I look over at the dads that are, I get excited when my son does something nice or my team does something nice. Something goes wrong. Hey, man, that call sucked. Cool. I just don't see why get mad.
It's funny now to be on the other side of it.
Yeah.
You will get mad at some point.
I do.
Because I get it.
It's normal
to
get mad.
I used to play and I could tune all that out and be like, those parents are ridiculous. But now it is kind of funny though, because in the game,
right,
one of the dads started screaming that someone was offsides. And I'm kind of standing there because I'm like, They're not. You can't be offsides in your own defensive half.
Yeah, they don't know the rules.
I know all the soccer rules, obviously. Right. Yeah. I played my whole life. And I'm kind of like, sir, not offsides in this defensive half. He's like, it's offsides. I'm like, okay.
No. Learn the sport, sir.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like JC said, somebody's just down there trying to make 11, yeah, 12 bucks an hour, an extra, yeah, side gig, yeah, you know.
Look, it's fine to get mad. Shopping. Get mad. Yeah. You're cheering for your team. Get mad.
You just let somebody say, call your kid a name and see what happens.
They did, Kelly.
And what'd you do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I didn't do anything. Because what am I going to get in a fist fight with a guy? I didn't say anything.
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting.
One time you might get fired up. There's going to be a time.
The only thing I said was...
Something the wrong day to me about my kid? I'm probably going to... I don't know if I'm going to get physical.
Well, the problem is...
I'm going to get real verbal.
Or the coach yells. Another coach yells at your kid. Yeah.
Well, that's what coaches do. They're going to yell. But the reason... The guy didn't know I was standing right there. He didn't know that was my son. But he's sitting there going, that kid's too tall. He's not the age. He shouldn't be out there.
That's not name calling your kid.
He called him a mutant. He said, that kid's a mutant.
A mutant.
A mutant.
And I'm like, I calmly said.
And you're like, yeah, that's my superhero son.
I was like, that's my son.
That's
and
not
yes,
an insult.
And yes, he is in kindergarten. And he looked at me and he just said, oh, you know, once you call him on it, they stop.
Typically.
But if I confronted him and like, don't call my son a mutant, then you start arguing back and forth. Right. It's not worth it. I learned my lessons not to fight. I learned my lessons not to fight in my 20s. Do not. It's not worth it. I don't need to be handcuffed in front of my son and my daughter and my wife. I don't need that. I'm not going to.
Hey, if you have crossed gotten to that point, yeah, I'm happy. Yeah. That makes me happy.
I get it, though. But I'm telling you, I'm the same way as you. I'm so chill. But there are moments that I'm like, I'm going to walk down to the corner.
Oh, yeah.
This is bad.
You go down there and you touch my son or you push him, you get on, then there's problems. But if you're just yelling, I'm cool, bro. That's on you, man.
All right. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
Kelly doesn't believe me that I'm going to be calm.
They haven't crossed your threshold yet.
I have a twinge of disbelief in my head as well. But
I found myself. See? Miguel, finally said it.
I'm telling you.
If you have gotten to that point, I think that's a level of maturity. You should be proud of yourself, and I'm proud for you.
As he gets more competitive. He is in kindergarten.
But what?
If you were to come in here tomorrow, for example, man, Kason had a game last night. This guy talked some smack about Kason, and I had to take him down. I would not be surprised. if you rolled in here 30 minutes late because you were just getting out of jail.
With a shiner. Comes in with a shiner
allowing some really inappropriate play to happen, Kason keeps getting hurt. Kind of thing. That's when parents get really mad.
I would pull my son out of the game if that was the case. Yeah, but my dad never punched anyone.
We're doing hypothetical.
Oh, sure, of course.
It's all hypothetical.
My dad never punched or got in a fight with anyone, and they said really bad things about me, I'm sure, playing, and he had to listen to them in the stands. So I'm going to follow suit and do the same.
Okay.
And I will let things go.
Okay.
I'm going to be a grown-up.
That's
you
good.
Don't believe me, but I'm glad that you guys bail me out.
Sometimes you respond to haters in funny ways online.
Of course.
So I would think in person you'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah, I'll let you know that I heard what you said and I don't appreciate it, but I'm not going to fight you unless you really want to get down.
Okay.
JC's gear. Oh, he's fighting back. Yeah. Beat the bang. Beat.
Oh, option number one. Be a grown up. Start trying to get my brain all riled up.
I'm mad for things that haven't even happened yet.
Thanks, Jenna. I just saw you guys in bed. How about that? All right. Chandra, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are y'all?
Doing excellent. Have you had any Fortnite problems in your life?
No, just my son-in-law, but that's about it.
Oh, there you go.
What about a bad ref?
Any bad refs in your life?
Always.
Yeah.
Y'all?
Yeah, but you never fought anyone, huh, Chandra?
No, not at all.
Good for you, sir. I believe you 100%.
Oh, you believe Shannon, but not me.
100%.
Listen to her. She's a reasonable human being.
I'm reasonable.
You just got to take deep breaths.
Yeah. I mean, I've been wearing
that to my husband. That's his phone.
I mean, it's not very reasonable that I've been wearing the same shirt for about 6 days now, 7 days. But I can be a reasonable person. Now, Shandra, what are you up to right now?
I am standing in my parking lot getting ready to go to work.
Oh, what do you do for work?
I am one of those fun bill collectors of student loans.
Ooh, yeah.
Gotta be done.
Be honest, so although you are collecting those student loans, do you find them to be extremely unfair?
Some situations are unfair, but no.
Yeah, you just gotta get that money back. That's what you gotta do. Well, look, we wanna hook you up with some money. What vault did you decide to go with?
Four.
Vault number four.
Okay.
I like that.
Single digit.
We'll go ahead and pull that one out. Let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Sarcasm.
Password accepted.
Very nice.
There you go. Way to go.
A lot of sarcasm going on during this break from my fellow coworkers. All right, Shandra. You have gained access to vault number four. You're going to be in there with our banker who's going to give you dollar amounts that steadily increase the longer you stay in there. Now, when you feel the banker's gone as high as he's going to go, you make sure you yell stop as loud as you can. That's how much money you will walk away with. Now, here are your maximum amounts. $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000. If you hear any of those, that means you have reached the end of the line for your vault. You still need to yell stop, because if you don't and the door closes, you get nothing, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, Shandra, you got this. You're ready to go to work, but we want you to go to work a little bit richer. Let's do it. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Extreme. 60. 110. 150. 200. 270. 340. 480. 500. 520. 670. 720. 860. 1,000.
Why didn't you say stop?
Sandra. Sandra.
Sandra.
Why did you say stop?
Sandra.
I mean, I told you the rules.
Okay, go for more.
Yeah. No, they stop at 1,000.
I told you the maximums were 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, and 10,000, Shandra. I know. I'm so sorry.
That's never happened.
It has not. Okay.
Wow. Oh, shit.
I'm in it for the...
I know you're in it. Well, I know you're in it.
Yeah.
Well,
Shandra, it was a pleasure talking to you. I'm sorry the vault closed on you. We do have to go with the rules. I mean, we gave you the rules. That's how it goes. How the game goes.
Oh, Bossman George is so happy right now.
Oh, man. I get it, man. You think maybe... No, the maximum again, guys. Again.
If it hits 1,000, that's it.
Yeah, again. Yeah.
But it would skip to 2,000.
The maximums
or
are...
five or...
The highest it can go is 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, or 10,000. Right. Once it reaches one of those.
Any of those.
So that's the max.
And it may not even go that high, but once you get to that...
Oh, man. I get it, though. Hey, she was going for it. Sometimes you,
I admire
you feel it. I admire it. We have another chance for you to play Beat the Bank coming up shortly. We'll hook you up with another password here in 30 minutes.
Yikes.
With Beat the Bank. That was dramatic right there. That was dramatic. And, we're going to gather ourselves and beat back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, a lot of text messages. A lot of people writing us and saying, I was yelling in my car, stop, when it got to $1,000. We got a lot of those. And we also have a lot of text messages like this one that says, I'm with Sandra, who just played Beat the Bank with us. Been confused the whole time about the 2K, 5K, 10, and 10K vaults. Well, the thing is, it's not and, it's or.
Or.
The 10K vault has to pass by all the other mounts, so how does someone know when to say stop? Can you clarify what the 10K vault will sound like? It doesn't
say 10,000.
So here's this is why when I give you the rules, I tell you the rules of the banker being in there, giving you dollar amounts, and you yelling stop, and then I say, and here are your maximums, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000.
Right. I think this is what people need to be told.
Or 10,000.
Right. So it's going to go
Let me finish though, real
okay,
quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Or 10,000. And then I say, once you hear one of those, you got to say stop because that's your maximum. And then I ask you, do you get it?
If you haven't, they don't.
I guess sometimes they don't.
I think they do.
Say it this way. It would go $800, $10,000.
Here's an example. Trey is going to be our banker. I'm going to be the contestant playing Beat the Bank.
Okay.
And Trey, just give me dollar amounts and let's play to the $10,000 vault.
What's your vault number?
I would like vault number 5.
Don't say that because we're talking to Trey.
Okay, you're right. You're
yes.
Right.
All right. Let's play Beat the Bank.
Bank.
$210.
Nope.
$430. $680.
Nope.
$710.
Keep going.
$990.
Ooh, getting good.
$10,000.
Stop.
Right. So it's not gonna. Once it hits one of the $1,000 points, that's it.
That's it.
So it could go from 600 to 1,000, 600 to
2,000,
5,000. But you have to say stop because it's not going to go 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. No. That's right. Not how it works. No.
That's why I said
not even $1,000 at all. It may stop at 800.
Yeah, like
if I tell you, you can have an apple or a banana. You don't get the apple and the banana.
Oh, can I ask another question?
Yes.
Just because I'm sure people wonder. So it wouldn't go 800, 1200.
No.
No.
There's no max.
I'm just
asking. You're right. No, you're right, Jenna. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only going to go up to 990 once it gets about there.
Or whatever.
Or whatever, 999. Then it can only be 1,000. 2,000.
Or.
5,000.
Or. How about this? If you hear 1,000.
10,000.
That's as high as it's going to get.
Yeah. If you hear 1,000. Yeah. If there's a comma in the amount, just yell stop because that's a maximum.
Cool. And we're sorry that wasn't clear for the previous player, but we've tried to explain.
Yeah. I beg to differ. I thought it was extremely clear.
Kelly and I asked the questions on Monday. Yeah.
Before we started playing, Jenna and I had the exact same question.
Yeah. But we had it in the email.
I know, but sometimes it needs to, you need to hear it.
Over and over.
Even in the meeting, we talked about how it went and go.
You need to hear it over and over and over.
In the meeting.
And you have to, you know, sometimes it just needs to be spelled out.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess.
Because Al got it.
Stupid.
No, it's not that. It's just we got to listen a little bit.
But JC said.
I did not say that.
I mean, come on. It's like I can sit here and say, like, my engagement was broken off. And, like, for a year, I still get that question. So
not everyone
listens.
No, that's
not
why
everyone hears everything all the time. That's why it needs to be thoroughly explained all the time.
Exactly. That's why we do the rules every time. And I know it sounds repetitive when we give you the rules. And this is why we got to give it to you. Because there are some people that haven't heard the rules.
Right.
But that's why we want to clarify. That's why we put the or in there. Because you can't have anything past
the
hundreds.
It's never fun losing money. JC.
It's not, and I know, unfortunately, Chandra, because there was, you know, sometimes you get excited when you get on the radio and I guess you don't hear it right, or maybe you think there's going
to
be more.
Newport Jail Festival, right over here to my right.
Right. It happens.
Sick as a dog.
And I'm not mad. I don't think that she wasn't listening, I think she just wanted a lot of
sometimes,
money.
Yes, I'm just saying, sometimes with pressure and, you know, you're just not thinking like you normally think. And I wasn't thinking like I normally think last night.
What happened?
Went to a movie. I was so excited going to see the screening of A Star Is Born with Bradley Cooper, who will be here tomorrow at about this time.
Oh. Yep.
And
as an aside,
I'm gonna get up first and take a shower.
Y'all, nice,
so good.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper hit this one out of the park.
Yeah,
I mean,
this movie is so incredibly good.
Hit it out of the park. I was trying to before I get to my point. I was trying to figure out, think in my brain. What was the last really great love story I saw? I'm gonna take the Notebook and Titanic and crap out. But what was the last?
Well, hopefully you've seen something since those.
Since the end, I think so. The girl that had the cancer and the guy, and I think the guy ended up dying, and not the girl.
What?
I don't know.
What movie is that?
A Walk to Remember.
Yes,
that's a great movie.
Yes,
Mandy
first of all, that movie's like 15 years old minimum, and Mandy.
Okay, no, that's not it.
The guy didn't die.
That's not it.
Mandy,
this was
didn't make it.
Stars, something star. Okay, anyway.
Fault in Our Stars.
That's it.
Oh, that
that's
one.
It. That's
okay.
It. That's it. I'm not good with movie titles.
Fine, anyway, this movie's excellent.
This movie is excellent. Go see it. So I'm leaving the movie theater and driving home about 10 miles or so, and I get home.
You mean 10 miles an hour?
Yes.
So I get home, and I don't know if I want to buy something or whatever. I look for my wallet. I'm like, oh, crap, where's my wallet? And I don't have my wallet. I only have like three pieces of furniture. I look on my couch. I look on my bed. It's not there. I look in the kitchen. Boom, it's not there. Go look at my truck. It's not there. I'm like, I paid to get wine and popcorn with my credit card.
So you had it, yeah.
No, I did have it.
Oh,
and
no.
That's 9:45, almost 10 o'clock. And so I Google the AMC Theater, 800 number, of course, to some place in Atlanta. I'm like, how do I find the number to the movie theater? And who's going to answer? And are they going to go? How do I describe where I was in the movie theater? So I'm like, do I go back up there to the movie theater at 10 o'clock at night, go to the mall, park my car, go walk inside the mall, up the escalator, go through the booth. Hey, I lost my wallet. Can I go in? Go in, disturb the person that's now sitting in my old seat, have them get up, flash my light on my phone that you're not supposed to have on in the movie theater. So I did. I said, yes, it's my wallet. I better go ahead and get that. I went up to the movie theater and did all of that. Parked, did this whole thing.
They were still open?
Yeah. There were people actually still going to the movie at 10:15. I get, you know, late movies. So fortunately, this was my biggest fear. Fortunately, there was nothing playing in the movie theater that we were in, John.
I was lucky.
Now, I was really, really lucky. Now I have to get down on my hands and my knees in the movie theater, all the nasty
they
stuff on the floor. It was not. The same popcorn. So I knew my seat. The same popcorn and drink were still sitting there.
Great.
So I'm on my hands and my knees, and I'm looking for my wallet, which is very, it's not even a big wallet. It's like business card size. And so I didn't find it. I'm looking up. Maybe somebody kicked it. I looked through the whole row of seats.
Ew, and you're on your hands
yes,
and knees.
Yes, yes. And it's nasty and filthy, and I can't find it anywhere, and I'm dejected. I'm like,
just like a new low.
I'm probably gonna go home and it's like on my couch. And so I'm walking down the stairs and I'm like, let me just look one more time. And so I go back and I actually recline the chair like I had been sitting in the movie. And I still look up on, I mean, I reclined it all the way
back.
These
were the cool chairs, the motorized
yeah.
chairs.
Oh, I love those theaters, yeah.
Awesome. And Kelly, my wallet was stuck so far back in that chair, the employees would never have found it. They never, ever, but fortunately I did have enough sense to get on my hands and knees and look a second time.
Oh, wow.
And actually, when do you ever find something like that in a public place? Like
never.
That?
Never. It's always gone,
ever,
yeah.
Ever. So I did find
good
it.
Good job.
I do have my wallet.
I mean, how many people have lost? There might be some wallets in some of those other seats.
I almost
we
started
should
looking.
Go look at all of
yeah.
them.
Yeah, I almost
never
started
know.
Looking, man.
How many people have lost cell phones or wallets and never been found?
See, I actually thought about it, and I was like,
I bet you this theater does a deep cleaning here and there on those seats and just reaches in there.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
A lot of deep cleaning going on.
No. Those 60-year-old kids are not doing a lot of
deep. Isn't that the best feeling, though, when you find something you thought you lost?
Because I lost my driver's license a couple weeks ago, and then I spent a couple weeks thinking it would just turn up, and then I finally went to the trash can, the big one outside.
I
hadn't dumped it in the week. And so I'm literally... My body, I didn't want to dump it over, but I like climbed in. My next door neighbor walked out. He's like, Jen, if you're hungry, we got some food. I went through it twice with all the bugs and the fruit flies, and I never found it.
It's like
total failure.
You want to cry when you find it, though.
Yeah.
It's like tears of happiness.
So happy.
That's so great.
And you don't find it. It was all not worth it.
No, I'm sorry, John.
It smelled like trash.
You got all dirty and stuff.
I hate that trash.
Trashy John.
Well, take a shower, Bradley Cooper tomorrow.
speaking of, Bradley Cooper again, tomorrow at this time, he should be arriving.
Breaking news.
Oh, no. Why do you think it's bad news when I walk in the door?
Breaking news. Talk about Bradley Cooper. There's breaking news.
Yeah, but breaking news sometimes is great. Like maybe
it's Bradley's bringing Lady Gaga with him.
Breaking news is never good.
No. Not on this show.
It's like certified mail. Nothing good comes certified.
We might as well have a celebrity cancel.
Was Lady Gaga good in the movie?
Yeah. Excellent.
Yes.
Well, I'm always hesitant to announce big celebrities so far in advance.
Yeah.
Because schedules change.
Oh, no.
What?
And Bradley will not be joining us tomorrow.
Oh.
He is not staying the night. Okay. He will not be here tomorrow morning in town at all.
Okay, so if your name is Bradley Cooper,
but
and you live in town.
Or if you drive a Mini Cooper.
Wait, there's a but.
There's no but. We're not going to talk to him at all.
Oh.
Zero but.
So first. first Beat the Bank is ruined, and now this.
Well, I think we fixed Beat the Bank, I think. I
just
think
like we got the rules. Just like you, JC.
That's so
zero
point.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you have to take shots at me.
Just like JC. There's no butt.
I have a little bit of butt. A little butt.
Well, doggone it.
So, no, but I feel bad because I'm the messenger.
It's all right. It's not your fault.
I know, but like I got a little.
I'm a little bit mad.
I got a little too happy and announced it super early.
I'm a little mad at you, but it's.
But we would have announced it anyways, and we just found out last night. So,
I'm going to look at the bright side. I don't have to wash my spaghetti shirt.
And I don't have to take a shower.
And I found my wallet. I'd been really upset if I lost my wallet and he didn't come up here.
Kelly, you don't have to go to the screening tonight if you don't want to.
That's true.
I was going to try to make it work, Jenna. I was trying to move
she
all
was
this
trying
stuff
hard.
Around.
It's really good.
Because I didn't want to insult Bradley by not seeing his movie.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, that's the thing is we go to these screens, especially when an A-lister or an actor is going to be in studio to talk about it. But I will say, whether you go tonight or not, go. Give it your money.
No matter what.
Because it is, truthfully, and you know, I'm pretty movie critical. I think that I am because, like, some of the support staff will come in and be like, we love The Nun. I'm like, The Nun sucks.
Yeah.
This movie is beyond excellent.
Is it appropriate for my daughter?
No.
Okay, because that was Nick, can maybe we take in McKelly? We're trying to make it all work.
Not totally, but I mean, it's dark, it's intense.
It's about
a real, there's some nudity, and it's about, you know, I mean,
he
drinks a lot. Yeah.
He's a
rock star.
Musician, right?
Yeah, and you know, it feels real. I mean, the movie feels like a very real, their real relationship.
Well, I want to see it really badly, but what a relief. I'm disappointed. I'm relieved.
I'm
angry at Nick for some unknown reason.
Absolutely, go see it. I mean, it's an excellent movie.
Bradley would rather us go see it and pay because that way he gets credit at the box office.
Yeah.
So there's no chance of him making a special appearance with the Don Cheadles.
Dang it. Yeah, we were going to sing with them.
All of our plans out the window.
We've been practicing.
Oh, Bradley.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. What came first? Egg or the chicken? Take our 10 grand. Buy a freaking car. Beat the bank.
We did find out earlier in the week that, according to science, both came first.
Both.
I don't know how that's possible, but apparently, according to science, both. Both the chicken and the egg came first.
That's not possible.
That's not possible. I don't get it. Sometimes science is weird. All right, let's get to our game. Selena, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
Como la flor.
Como la flor, pero no canto.
No canto.
What?
You know what that means, Al?
No contest.
No, I don't sing. What are you up to right now, Selena?
I am heading to work.
Heading to work, and what do you do?
I work at Halliburton.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you're making like aerospace stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm shipping the stuff for them to make all that stuff.
Very important.
No free shipping, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No free shipping. All right. Well, Selena, what vault did you decide to go with?
I decided to go with 77.
77, two sevens. That's very lucky right there. I like that number. All right, Selena, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Sorry.
Password accepted.
Yes. Good job.
Yes, that's a good password.
Selena's.
All right, Selena, we'll give you the rules here. Here's how the game works. You're going to go in vault number 77 with the banker who's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to yell stop when you think the banker's gone as high as he's going to go. Now, here are your maximum amounts. If you hear any of these, and they're in the thousands, so if you hear anything that's followed with 1,000 in it, you should yell stop. Because if you don't, you will not get anything, and then the door will close. And that's not good.
It's really bad.
Selena has it.
You could possibly win $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000. Again, if you hear anything with $1,000 in there, I would say stop. Okay, Selena?
Sounds great.
Well, there's no guarantee it's going to even $1,000.
Yeah, it could stop at like $600 or $700. You never know what the bank.
Trying to be 100% clear.
Yeah, we're trying to be clear. Any questions, Selena?
Nope.
Okay,
nope,
good.
None.
All right, girlfriend. We want you to win some big money. Let's do it. Let's play
Beat the Bank Extreme.
50. 100. 140. 270. 390. 420. 500. 620. 700.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're going for it, though, Selena. We appreciate it.
Selena, did you hear Bradley Cooper's not coming tomorrow either?
Boy, you got to put on the bad news.
I mean, it's just like, gosh, when it rains, it pours.
I know.
Bad hump day.
A bad
hump day. But my baby nephew was born yesterday, so.
Aww. What's your nephew's name, Selena?
His name is Gerardo David.
Gerardo David!
Gerardo.
Oh, man, right there.
What a name.
You know what you get. Who knows that?
Give him one of those little gringo.
A grito.
That's fine.
Selena, I'm sorry you're walking away with nothing, but you got your beautiful nephew, and we're glad we got to talk to you this morning. You have a wonderful day at work, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Selena. And hey, if you didn't get in this hour, it's all good. We're going to play again twice tomorrow, 7, 10, and 8, 10 Central. We'll hook you up with those passwords again so you can win up to $10,000. And coming up next, let's do some Whatever Wednesday. How about that?
Yeah.
Whatever you like.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-KID.
You can ask us anything. You can say anything you want to us. You can bring up any story.
Can I put in a request?
Sure, Jenna.
You know that Mexican song you just played, the beep in, that I always get down to with you?
El sonidito.
Could I request that we change it to another one?
Which one?
Gasolina.
Daddy Yankee?
Yeah.
Let me my gasolina.
All right.
Okay. The beat's really good. I can mix it in there. I've been into it. I just thought maybe we could change it up. That's my Whatever Wednesday.
Gasolina. All right. Jenna wants
everyone loves gasolina. It makes everyone want to dance.
But so does El Sonidito, too, right? We could blend them. How about that?
A
little mashup action.
This is my Whatever Wednesday.
We
could
dig
be
it.
Random.
All right, Kid Nation, we'll see what you want to talk about. We'll talk to you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's get to it, Kid Nation. This is all about you. It's Whatever Wednesday. You can have whatever you like. Talk about anything. Ask any question you want. Maybe see how we feel about something you did, like Mel, who texted us and said, Hey, guys, I went to the nail salon over the weekend. When I sat down, my nail guy said I looked a little fat.
What?
I didn't know what to say. At the end, he forgot to upcharge me for a specific gel I got on my toes. Now, normally, I would have said something, but since he said I was a little fat, I just went about my day.
How would you even let someone do your nails after they said that? I would have...
Maybe he meant P-H-A-T fat. Right?
I've heard some nail people are very blunt with your appearance and why you're not married and how come you're...
Maybe it's a cultural thing, too. Maybe in some cultures that's not taboo.
I'm convinced my nail lady's in love with me.
Really? What do you mean?
I mean, like, in love with
me. Oh, really?
She's always telling me how beautiful I am, and she's like, rubs
me. See, that's nice.
Yeah, I love
that. That's
mine.
The kind of nail person
I'm
you want.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, right? Love me.
But I don't feel bad. Yeah, you shouldn't. Don't tell them about the upcharge.
No.
It's like, I don't want a lip wax.
Do you find that
rude? I got one once because I thought maybe I had a mustache. I'm like, I take care of that now. I don't want a lip wax.
Yeah.
They're just trying to get a buy. You want to go in the back and get a massage? I'm like, that isn't even offered here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. In the back.
Maybe I'm in.
The back massage. Yeah, I get scared of those.
Yeah.
I'll stay out in the front. Are you talking about the one place with $35 massage, the foot place?
No, I love that place.
No, the nail salons, they do extra.
They do extra if you want extra massage.
Everything's extra.
Oh.
I always ask for extra massage.
Yeah, but if you get...
a dollar a minute?
If you get called a name, don't you feel bad about not paying the extra?
Right.
You take that free gel because he called you that. And I'm sure you look awesome. An idea for Kid TV, everybody. Mud wrestling. The whole show wears those Lucha Libre masks and wrestles in the mud.
Kelly, you want to handle this one?
No.
Thank you.
I'd rather do, like, Vaseline.
Vaseline wrestling?
Yeah,
you can
because
never get that out of your hair.
It's moisturizing and it's cleaner than mud.
Well, getting that out of your hair is a nightmare.
Fine, baby oil. I use baby oil regularly, daily.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we did a pudding wrestling one time. It was supposed to simulate, I guess, mud wrestling. It was chocolate pudding.
Oh, did it sour?
It was just heck getting it off of everything. Not the people, okay, but it was TVs
everywhere.
You're finding it all over.
I don't want to mess around and brown stuff.
Yeah, because you never know.
I'd rather keep it clear.
We'd all get ringworm.
Right. I hated mud ever since I did that mud run with Jenna.
Al made us do the mud run. JC and I beat Al by an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Well, my pants failed out.
I had so many spider bites from just traipsing through waist-deep mud water.
No. Yeah, but you peed in the mud.
Where was I supposed to go?
Well, you should have given me a heads up.
You don't think all the animals are going in there? You don't think other people before us? That was the good thing about us finishing early in the pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was,
I did
that
give
was,
you a heads up. When I was climbing out, I said I peed.
But I was already there.
You were behind me.
That was a miserable.
I was right there,
Gosh, my pee was the cleanest thing in that.
I thought I was being nice. I was letting the girls go because Kenzie and Jenna were doing a great job. Make sure they were not falling
down. That's what it was. Us go.
Well, I was helping Kenzie up on the hills because it was pretty hard to get out.
That's one of those things. I've done it now. I don't have to do that.
Never again, right?
Yeah, I've done two, actually, so I don't have to do that again.
And speaking of Kid Nation TV, from the text, what's up with the TV show, guys? Well, we did our test run.
Yeah, funny you ask.
And now we wait. There's meetings that have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Our people meet with their people, and they go over what's up with the ratings, which I heard were pretty good. And then hopefully,
we'll see.
We get picked up. And then once we get picked up, then we'll be on all the time. So we'll see. Still a work in process.
To the phone
we go. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Doing awesome. So, you have a question? This one's probably for Jenna.
Yes, I want to see if you guys are as excited about AHS being back on as I am.
Well, AHS, she means American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So I watched the first episode twice. This is the thing with this show. I think it has to grow on me a little bit.
Yes, you have to absorb it because you don't have any idea what's going on until they make these huge reveals. So that is the most fascinating part for me. Like, the first episode last week blew my mind. Before I knew it, it had already been an hour, and it was over, and I still had no idea what was happening.
Yeah. I just hope they can recover, because the last few seasons for me, I have not liked at all. I went back and watched Coven recently. Coven, Asylum, and Murder House are the best. That's 1, 2, and 3.
Yes. And Roanoke, I know it got mixed reviews, but I loved how they did the real world feel to it.
Girl,
and incorporated
it. Out of here with Roanoke.
You didn't like that one?
Terrible.
I dug it. I totally dug it. Cult was the one that for me made me just absolutely head spin and could not. Was just like, this is awful. This is horrible.
I need to get into this American Horror Story. Jenna's been trying.
Right. Hotel was all right. Well, it's dark. It's weird.
I don't mind it, though.
Well, anyway, tonight, we'll watch it together. Tonight, right?
Will you enjoy it, Jamie?
Yes, and I wanted to tell you, JC, as a Texan, you kind of failed yesterday.
What would I do wrong?
Hello?
Jamie, now I'll never know.
What?
She cut off. I hate when that happens on the calls because now I don't know what I did.
What if she did that on purpose just to mess with you?
I know.
You did something wrong.
As a Texan, I did something wrong yesterday.
She said as a Texan?
As a Texan or texting?
We'll never know.
I heard Texan.
I will never know.
Oh, I know exactly what she's going to say.
What do you think it was?
She's going to jump on you about that hamburger nonsense. Because it was actually originated in Texas, but you were making a joke.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic. I was saying it was invented in Playa del Carmen.
I'm just guessing that's what it was.
Yeah, I was joking.
It was actually in Mexico City,
Because people were correcting me and saying it was in Hamburg, Germany, but I think it was in Texas. Yeah, I was joking.
Sometimes we're being totally sarcastic.
Yeah, my bad. I was trying to be. From the text. Hey, Kelly, you said that A-Train's working from home now. What's he been doing? From Carrie.
A-Train in the house.
He's been doing a lot of marketing
right?
And launching. He's been doing slingshot rentals.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now that's expanding. Wow. Teamed up with Polaris, and they're expanding our slingshot rental business. So, yeah. and, the, and working on the podcast and marketing and all that stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, man, that's cool that you got with Polaris.
Hey, yeah. Word. We got our first new one yesterday.
You got a new one?
Yeah.
What? So you have two now, technically?
Well, the company.
You know, yeah, the company has
two. More are coming. I think we're getting three total new
ones. And it all started because he met a guy that was doing that. Yeah. He got into that.
They're teamed
well.
Up together. They're yeah. partnered up to do it.
Partners. Jesse has a question.
www.slingshots.com.
There you go.
She brought
get
it up.
Oh, yeah, girl, get yeah,
she brought it up.
Yeah.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
What's your question?
So I am in the process of attempting to potty train a very stubborn 3-year-old. How do you get a little boy to poop in the potty?
I tell you what, Jesse. I found out that apparently little boys have a some deal where they don't want to let go of things. My son just randomly did it one day. And it was he held it in. He got constipated and everything. I think they just eventually, I kept telling him I would buy him things.
The reward system works?
Yeah, the reward system.
Can you just give him all the Miralax?
We tried that.
We they have to go.
It gets messy.
Rewards. We do rewards, and holding it in is not an issue. The issue is the second we pull up the pants, and he just goes to his undies.
Yeah. You know, the only thing you can think about is that we all learn how to poo in the toilet, and eventually he'll get there.
Just, you can get a reward happen. For pooping?
Oh, yeah. Being a little kid is awesome.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.